This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is diverting millions of dollars from disaster relief to border enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security announcing late yesterday that it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, including $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. Democratic lawmakers criticizing the transfer, saying it should not come, especially during hurricane season. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is now looking into 11 suspicious deaths at a West Virginia medical center. The agency says it was investigating potential wrongdoing at the Lewis A. Johnson VA Center in Clarksburg. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says at least one of those deaths is a confirmed homicide. But further details have not been released, and this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Sometimes called the Donald Trump of the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's asking the Queen to suspend Parliament, a move that's infuriating his opponents who accuse him of limiting their opportunity to derail his Brexit plans. Johnson says he'll set October 14th for a Queen's speech that would formally open a new session of Parliament, where he says he'll set out his agenda.
There will be ample time on both sides of that crucial October the 17th summit. Ample time in Parliament for MPs to debate the EU, to debate Brexit, and all the other issues. Ample time.
Tropical Storm Dorian expected to pick up strength today, heading towards Puerto Rico, which it should strike late today or tonight. It could then affect the southern and central portions of Florida this weekend. AT&T workers across the southeast have just ended a strike that began back on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Iowa Congressman Steve King's words are, well, again, getting him in some unwanted trouble and getting some unwanted attention as during a town hall meeting in Iowa, he reportedly joked about China forcing Muslims in that nation to adopt a Chinese diet, including making them eat pork. King remarked that he agreed with that, adding, quote, everybody ought to eat pork. King has previously come under fire for comments about not providing exceptions for rape and incest and abortion bans and a lot of other things as well. Alabama state Republicans are urging congressional lawmakers to remove Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from office. That state party has urged the Alabama congressional delegation to begin the process to expel the freshman Democrat. Omar is a Somali refugee and naturalized American. She became one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress in 2018. The Minnesota Democrat sparking controversy recently over her comments regarding U.S.-Israeli issues. and prosecutors are dropping charges against Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill in exchange for a guilty plea on a lesser charge. The two sides negotiated a deal to drop the charges in a decades-long legal battle, a judge accepting Mill's plea yesterday morning. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And it's James Hurston time. You got it. Yes, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst joins us now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm in Alohaville, Maui, with the young grandson, actually two grandsons, the brand spanking new one that is continuing to gain weight. He's doing better than an ounce a day, so we're really proud of him. He's now up to about 5'8", maybe 5'9" now.
Good. Oh, good. He's on the Michael Moore diet now. That's good.
Exactly. Well, there's nothing like mother's milk, you know, to heal everything. So, so we're
right.
Really excited. He is just moving around and moving and grooving. You wouldn't think. I mean, for somebody who, you know, for all intent and purposes, as far as the original clock was concerned, he wasn't supposed to be around yet. You know, not till about the second week of September, at least, anyway. And so, but he decided, hey, he wanted to get here early, you know, because surf was up in Maui, you know, so you know how that goes.
That's it. Okay. You're a lucky surfer.
I think that's what drew him in here. So, look at a couple quick things. President, the G7, looks like, you know, the Japan trade deal. We've been talking about that for a while, that should be sealed up. And that's looking positive. Of course, all that can look positive because the USMCA has been sitting there waiting for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to, you know, get that passed. And, you know, you figure if you get these two out of the way, looks like the European countries, they're seeing the U.S. economy. I mean, we're the envy of the world. That was the big buzz there at the G7, going, hey, look, we want to be like America. But to hear the mainstream media talk about it, it's, you know, they were just trying to pull out anything negative whatsoever. And, oh, by the way, we'll keep burning novena candles in hope of a recession so that we could possibly win the 2020 election.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that today's media, you know, the media of the past could probably bring on a recession, but this media, because its credibility is so low, because they spent 2 years promoting amidst the Russia hoax, I think the American people look past it. And, you know, it's just like one of the reporters at the G7, they had that joint press conference with Prime Minister of France, Macron, and President Trump. And the reporters, of course, as always, are trying to get at Trump. Apparently, in some conversation, he talked about having the G7 at a property, one of the Trump properties, and they accused him. How can you assure the people of the world that you're not doing this for your own personal benefit? And Trump made it a point to tell them, since I became president, I have lost billions of dollars. I think he mentioned $3 or $4 billion.
Wow.
In lost business, and he said lost opportunity. He said, I'm not doing this to benefit, I would make a ton more money, right, you know, just continuing with what I was doing. And
exactly.
It's true. I think the American people see, for example, and then this relates to the trade wars, because this president is not acting like a politician. What he's doing is politically risky. He is putting a lot of power in the hands of the communist dictator that runs China. And that communist dictator may have a strategy to try to join with the tech companies in the United States to make sure Trump's not reelected, because China would sure prefer to deal with a Democrat, especially like Biden or Warren.
Biden, they'd have to wake Biden up about every 30 minutes, you know, so.
Well, no, but Biden assured everyone that he's not crazy just recently, just after he told the people of New Hampshire how much he loves being in Vermont, you know.
Yeah.
But in any case, the American people see a guy who is going out there and doing a task that nobody wanted to do to help this country, and that is to get China to do what they promised to do. When China joined the WTO, the World Trade Organization, part of their representation to the world is, we're going to abide by the norms of the Western world and the way you do business. We're not going to steal all your intellectual property and your patents and your copyrights, etc. And that's just one thing that they essentially lied about. And so
right, and of course, throw in also, James, that they're going to allow Hong Kong to be governed separately, right, with some democratic policies.
Yes, exactly. Well, they promised Great Britain when they took that territory back that, yes, that they would be respected as a separate sovereignty, and that respect is, of course, being eroded, and the people are not wonderfully valiant and courageously not taking it. That is a very volatile situation in the age of social media. It's getting around. It's getting to people. As much as government China tries to stop it, there are people in Shanghai who are watching. And so it threatens the stability of the communist regime that they don't want threatened, at a time when Trump is undermining their economy. And so with trade sanctions. And so, I mean, China's in a real bad position. Most experts believe they're going to come to the table. And the vice chairman, as Trump pointed out today, of China, came out publicly and said, we should make a deal with the United States as soon as possible. Well, Xi, the dictator, the head of China, would never allow his vice chair to do that unless that was part of their policy and strategy, simply because if someone in China goes out on their own and does something like that, they won't be around.
Exactly. Well, and they have to be careful, James, because on this trade deal and with all the sanction pressure that has been put upon them, I mean, they are really in the crosshairs. If they mess this thing up, they will become an international pariah once again, but even more so if this thing gets out of hand in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question. And it's not even like Tiananmen Square. When Tiananmen Square took place, we didn't have 24-hour cable. We didn't have social media. We didn't have the kind of quick communication and visual footage that we see there. And but there is, we're right on the cusp of, I mean, China's already brought this massive set of troops and trucks and tanks, to the border to go after Hong Kong. The question is, and they're firing what appear to be now sort of warning shots at the people. But I think they could defuse it by starting talks, and that would really help. For some reason, she doesn't want to do that. right mm-hmm. now. I think he wants to.
Well, he's got interior. He's got interior pressure. Yeah, he's got interior pressure, just like over the trade deal. But you got to know this, James. If Trump is able to get, you know, a trade deal where it looks fairly concrete and things are rolling, well, the Democrats might as well save their money for 2020 because the party's over.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway, we got to go to quick break. We'll get more from James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and show times, visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, live.
Independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston on the other side there, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, as I mentioned just right before we went to break here, and didn't give you a chance to comment, and that is that, you know, if the China trade deal would wrap up before the elections, the Democrats at that point they had to just save their money, because the re-election is over, you know, and Donald Trump will be an absolute shoo-in. And I think they know that. That's why they're desperately, you know, burning novena candles at every turn, whether it's for a recession or that this this China trade deal doesn't go through, because they're seeing it solely as a win for Donald Trump, not a win for America or, you know, globally. I mean, internationally, the impact that this would have if China started playing fair, boy, I'll tell you, just like NATO partners in that, they're grateful that Trump is in play here. I mean, look at how much money he's put into the treasury of NATO since he called them into account. And we're not even, we're still not even getting the proper response from Germany. So there's a huge difference he has made. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the Trump administration has a strategy with the timing of the China resolution of the deal, and it's pretty clear. First of all, I think the deal will happen, and I think we bank on it will happen before the 2020 election. I think it's better for the Trump administration probably if it happens late this year or maybe, you know, early next year, obviously closer to the election. It's going to supercharge the economy, as is kind of lost in this, a deal that's already been made, the USMCA, which replaced NAFTA. And there's pressure to bear now on the Democrats, who are looking more and more like do-nothing obstructionists as they stand in the way of the approval of the USMCA, which will also be a job creator and a good, positive jump start to an already booming economy. So, but I think that the Trump administration has their plans together. And so far, the only thing the Democrats have been able to say is they're searching desperately through the USMCA for something to object to. And I think what they've come up with most recently is claiming that it's not tough enough on the pharmaceutical company, which, you know, which is crazy. This is, by the way, a deal that was negotiated with Mexico.
And so, and they've already approved it. Mexico's already
approved it. Exactly.
Yes.
So I think that this is going to be a campaign commercial if the Democrats stand in the way of the job creation, of the benefits of the USMCA, much less continue to talk down the economy the way they've been doing, because the fundamentals in the economy are way, way too good. And they're, you know, this notion, the only thing they really latched onto to claim that a recession was coming was an inverted yield curve, which is a technical analytical tool, which it doesn't always work. It's a little bit voodoo-y. And
I know, because, hey, you know what? You know what's really wild? Because at all the cocktail parties, everybody's talking about the inverted yield curve. It's like the sequester of a couple of years ago. You know, but now it's like you just sound so intelligent by, you know, referring to the inverted yield curve. But, you know, the thing is, if you ask people what it means, then they get glaring. You know, they get glassy-eyed.
Yeah, and the big thing is, okay, bonds that are 10 years are actually trading lower than bonds that are short-term, which makes the interest rates higher for two-year money than it is for 10-year money. That's what inverted yield curve is. But if you think about it, 10 years from now, Trump won't be president. And that's why people say, hey, I'm a little nervous about those bonds, and that's why they're not as much in demand. I mean, it makes perfect sense. People associate the good things about the economy with Donald Trump. Part of that is a carefully cultivated brand that he brought to the table long before he was president. And so this is looking more and more like a coming landslide, especially as we see Biden falling precipitously. And now the polls are showing that the gaffes are catching up with him. And it's amazing. We always said he was a gaff machine, but it's as if he accelerated the gaff. Just in time.
He just cannot. He cannot help himself. There's no doubt. Well, James, I want to segue here to the box office. The executives at Sony Pictures smoking the big cigars over the big screen release of Overcomer, huh?
That's right. We're talking about a film that the critics pretty much slammed at Rotten Tomatoes, where they aggregate films. It's a 38. That's a terrible failing grade. But this is this thing. The critics don't like it. People in Hollywood are embarrassed by these faith-based movies. They make you cry these special tears of kind of joy because you see redemption and you see uplift in the film. You see people's lives changed. And this is the Kendrick brothers. They're a proven commodity. So there's a thing called CinemaScore that rates movies. They take polls when they open. The CinemaScore of Overcomer is an A+. It's the highest.
Wow.
Two films a year get that.
And that's against a 38% from Fake Tomatoes?
Yeah, from Fake Tomatoes. From the critics, mainstream media people. And, of course, the critics don't like it because it's religious, and these critics are part of a media that embraces the secular socialist worldview. Basically, what these Kendrick brothers have done is create a genre that causes Hollywood executives to turn their heads, and here's why. This film cost $5 million to make, and in its first weekend, it did more than $8.2 million. Actually, 8.5 if you include Thursday night, which it is part of it. And it's just, it's an incredible, profitable area of Hollywood. The two biggest profit margins in Hollywood are horror and faith. Go figure.
But wow.
Because of this, Sony Pictures is one of the studios that set up a faith-based division called Affirm. And Affirm is basically these Kendrick brothers. They were the ones that originally did Facing the Giants. They did Fireproof along with Kirk Cameron. And people thirst for these kind of movies. They have really beautiful stories. This is a story about there's a basketball coach that where his basketball team all moves away because they had a manufacturing plant closed.
Exactly. And got about a minute and a half left, James. Go ahead.
Sure. And the coach has nothing to do because his basketball team's not there, so they put him in charge of a cross-country team that only has one member. And this real interesting character, this girl who's a kleptomaniac, who believes her father's dead, and her life changes in a miracle. Got to see this movie.
Oh, and oh, by the way, she has asthma.
And oh, by the way, she has
asthma. She needs an inhaler to keep running, right?
That's right.
What a great story. No, this is absolutely awesome. The thing was, is also when you looked at the per average theater, it was, I think, number two behind the number one movie last weekend, which was Angel Has Fallen. So it overperformed, no doubt.
No, it's way overperformed. And of course, it's the Midwest and the South. You know, it's the so-called flyover country. But people are thirsting for movies that will lift up their lives. And that's what these Kendrick brothers have put together. Alex Kendrick actually appears in the film as an actor. He directs the movie. Mm-hmm. He and his brother Steven write these movies.
Well, we got to leave it right there. James Herson, yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor right here. Hey, James, awesome. Thank you so much. Until next week, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Aloha.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation at a VA medical center in Clarksburg, West Virginia, finds at least one suspicious death that may be a possible homicide. In April of last year, the 82-year-old Vietnam vet was admitted to the medical center. He was improving when suddenly, 3 days later, he was dead. Lawyer Tony O'Dell says there may be another 10 patients who've met the same fate.
They all seem to have the sudden hypoglycemic event, and then they passed and died.
The Department of Veterans Affairs saying it's looking into the deaths as it investigates potential wrongdoing at the Lewis Johnson Medical Center. Puerto Rico is bracing for an expected direct hit from now tropical storm Dorian later today. Could be a hurricane by the time it hits Puerto Rico and then sets its sights on Florida this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us during a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, in times of crisis, it can be hard to gather the most current information on what is happening in our local areas. You know, many of us will automatically turn to our phones to figure out how something as big as a hurricane or localized as road work will impact our lives. Well, Facebook has seen such a positive impact from a new tool it's been testing that it's expanding it nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action such as, you know, road closures, blackouts, natural disasters, those kind of things. Well, over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used Local Alerts in a huge range of everyday emergencies and some crises, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, 9/11 outages, missing people reports, water main breaks, active shooters, road closures, winter storms, trash pickup schedule changes. You get the idea, right? Also, extreme temperature warnings, bomb threats even, and more. And here to tell us more about it is Jimmy O'Keefe. He's the product marketing manager at Facebook. Jimmy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about these local alerts. For some, this is new. For others across the country, they've come in contact with Facebook's local alerts. And, boy, I'm only hearing great things about this.
Yeah, well, great to hear. You know, Facebook local alerts, it's like you said, it's a new tool. And we built it for first responders to communicate directly with you, your family, your community during emergencies to help keep you safe and keep you in the know. And, you know, today we're announcing that like I said, we've been testing, and you know, we've heard great things from people and from our partners, and we're going to plan on rolling that out to any first responder, local police department, local fire department, city government, county government, on Facebook by the end of the year, so that you'll be able to start to see this information coming directly from those sources on Facebook.
Jimmy, help us understand how this works.
Yeah, sure. So usually I find it helpful to give an example. So you can imagine, imagine there's a big fire happening in a part of your city or town, and the fire department is actively responding to that situation. Maybe the police department's involved too, and there's a part of, you know, they have information that you need to know, like the roads are closed or it's not safe to be in a certain part of town. They might choose to send a local alert on Facebook, and then if you were to open up, when they do that, if you were to open up your Facebook app or Facebook on your computer, you would see that notification there waiting for you, coming directly from that fire department or that police department, letting you know about that information that you kind of need to know as it evolves.
Mm-hmm. So how does Facebook make sure that we get this info within our newsfeed?
Right. So the way that you can ensure that you receive Facebook local alerts once we roll it out to your part of the world, the country, is that you should go ahead and follow those first responder pages on Facebook. So go ahead and follow your local police department, your local fire department, or your city, county government page on Facebook. That way, when they have information that you need to know and local alerts is available to them, which again, we're going to start that process of rolling it out over the next couple of months, they'll be able to send you local alerts. And, you know, we've also, you know, over the course of testing, one of the things we heard from people and also from our partners was that it's really important for them to have the ability to target that information. So if, you know, like let's say it's a countywide emergency management page, if they have a situation that just affects one or more cities in that county, they'll only send that local alert to people living in a specific city as opposed to the entire county. So that's just one way that we're making sure that that information is really relevant for people, because, you know, we'd hate for it to provide information that's just, like, not relevant to you because it's happening all the way across the county and it's just, you know, it totally doesn't matter.
Yeah, you were kind of assuming a little bit of my new question. Maybe I channeled it to you. And that was, the targeting of these local alerts. So this is something that Facebook has been refining. And as you're rolling it out, like anything, this is dynamic. And so, you know, the team is refining it as it moves along, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's one of the reasons that we've been testing local alerts with 350 partners for a year or more. And really what we're looking for over the course of that test is that this information is just helpful for people. It's as helpful as possible for people. And that it's easy to use it's a tool that's easy to use for our partners, for first responders who, you know, this is not the first thing that they're focused on. So, over the course of that time, we've heard a lot of feedback from folks about ways we can improve the product and things we can do to make it easier to use or better. We did a survey of people who have seen local alerts over the course of this test. And what we heard was that 3 out of 4 people told us that Facebook local alerts provided brand new information that they hadn't seen anywhere else. And 1 out of 2 people told us that it provided information that inspired them to take some sort of action. So, you know, you can imagine there was one situation where there was a rash of car robberies in a neighborhood, and people said that the action that had inspired them to take was to lock their car. But in another situation where we saw a missing person, you know, a missing child, and the city wanted help finding that missing child, the action that people said that they took as a part of the survey was, you know, they talked to their friends and family about it, or they just prayed that that child would make it home safe.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Jimmy O'Keefe. He leads product marketing for Facebook's product suite designed to help connect people with local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors. Specifically, he works across Facebook engineering teams and with local news publishers, local governments, and first responders to build tools that help keep communities informed. As you say, Jimmy, at the basis of all this is, you know, keeping the communities informed so they can be aware of what's happening. This really takes, I remember as a kid growing up, you know, we had a neighborhood watch program. This really takes that neighborhood watch program to a whole nother level in a way, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great way to think of it. Yeah, you know, and I always think of, I grew up in Kansas, in a town in Kansas where, especially especially this time of year, we had a lot of tornadoes that would come through. Some more serious than others, but either way, it was always scary. And I can remember hiding out in the basement of our house with my parents, and we would just wait for information about what we should do next. And I always think about, you know, over the course of developing and testing this new feature on Facebook, I always think about the great deal of comfort and peace of mind it would have given me and my family to know that the first responders in our community would have had access to a tool like this to help communicate with us directly to keep us informed. More than anything, it just makes us really proud to be able to support the work of those folks.
Yeah, this is really cool. Whenever you can offer a product that blesses people, that in a sense they have, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, you know, in radio your job is to elicit a positive emotional response. And when Facebook produces products like this that elicit a positive emotional response, it says, you know what, I'm glad I have this relationship with Facebook for what they're doing. I mean, as you say, as a kid growing up in Kansas, I mean, for me, I grew up in California, so we dealt with earthquakes a little bit different there compared to now. I'm on the East Coast in Florida, so we deal with hurricanes. And of course, we're in the season right now, and this kind of information really helps us in terms of, you know, what to expect, how to prepare, and, you know, just to be aware. I guess this is what this is all about, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we have seen local alerts used in a couple of hurricanes. So Hurricane Florence, and then more recently in Hurricane Barry, which at the time looked like it was going to be a really serious storm. We also saw it used during other situations where there was pretty severe flooding happening. So in Sonoma County, one of our partners earlier this year, Sonoma County government, had a period of severe flooding in their community. And what we saw them use Facebook local alerts for was sort of they used it a number of times. So at first it was, boy, there's this big storm coming and you should be aware of that. And then it was, you know, boy, really, you should evacuate now. That's an order. Like, it's a serious situation and you should evacuate. And then over the next couple of days, they used local alerts to help people understand when it was safe to move back in. And then also at the end, it was about the recovery process. So here's the different resources that you need. Here's the information that you need to know about, like, where you can go for different types of assistance and that kind of thing.
Well, I got to imagine for those that have been experiencing local alerts already, they have become quick to rely on those and have become grateful for those local alerts, right? Well, Jimmy, great job, and thanks to Facebook and the team for this. This is awesome. Jimmy O'Keefe has been with us, product marketing manager at Facebook. Have a great day, Jimmy. Take care.
Thanks so much, Bill.
This is sponsored by Agilent. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are long-lived, man-made chemicals with unique properties that make them useful in products such as grease-proof food packaging, non-stick cookware, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam. But PFAS chemicals do not break down and have accumulated in the environment, making them potentially harmful to humans. They're in our drinking water, food, soil, and living organisms such as fish and livestock. There is evidence that continued exposure above specific levels to certain PFAS can lead to adverse health conditions. Dr. Tarun Animal, Global Environment Market Manager at Agilent.
Agilent is a leading provider of complete PFAS measurement solutions used by scientists around the world to accurately measure and identify PFAS in water. This is a critical step for estimating human exposure and potential risk.
Agilent is committed to helping scientists create a safer and healthier environment. For more, visit agilent.com/newsroom.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. If you want to know,
we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Oh, what a story we have for you next. Peter Gentile joins us. He's the producer of the award-winning 9/11 documentary that is so incredible. The title is You Are Here, Come From Away Story. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wow, what a documentary. This is so powerful. I've not seen anything like this. And I know some people hear, well, a 9/11 documentary, another one. This is from a whole new perspective altogether. And it, to me, it fascinates me how you came in contact with this.
In my career, you find stories that you like, and some stories come to you. This one here came to me. A director approached me about working on a story. I've been working on a very tough drug abuse kind of story in the west coast of Canada for like 2 or 3 years. It was very tough. I said, I actually want to get out of the business. I said, I just want to do something on blooming flowers. And he said to me, I have something that's just like blooming flowers. And it was this project. And it ended up being that, because in a kind of a crazy time that we're living in, it's a feel good story and a way of looking at a tragedy in a different way and reframing the narrative. So I was very happy about that, and I'm telling you, very, very happy with the response that we've been getting, and actually surprised that there's a desire for it.
Wow, it's awesome. I got to, of course, I'm going to tell our audience, this an absolute blessing what you've done here. Peter, are you from Canada?
I am. I'm born and bred in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My parents came from Italy, and Newfoundland is an island which is about 2,000 miles away from us, about 2,000 miles away from New York City. Mm-hmm. And that island has about 500,000 people that live on it. And one of the things that really differentiates it is that they have this massive airport there, and it was them when before the jets could fly directly into Europe, and so it was a place where people would refuel. So there's this massive airport, 2 miles long runway there, and it was built by Americans and Canadians, a joint venture between them, and so they've always had aviation as part of their history, and because they're an island, and when shipping was a big deal, you know, like the Titanic, for example, you know, it went down just off the shores of Newfoundland,
exactly,
the middle
right.
of the Atlantic, and so it's important for that historically, but in recent time, because everyone flies direct, you know, not as many flights had gone there, and so when 9/11 happened, you know, they had these runways that were there, and a population that no one could have expected in terms of how they treated everyone.
Yeah, they were able to answer the call. I got to tell you, I imagine the Chamber of Commerce there in Newfoundland is going to be very grateful, because you're going to have a lot of people not wanting to make it necessarily an emergency stop, but find a way to stop in Newfoundland.
It's a great place. It was the last province I ever visited in Canada, and everyone would tell me or tells us how great the people are. And you know, you hear about it, and you discount it a little bit. But when you go there, they're even more than what you had sort of anticipated. They're just a very tight knit community, and I think it's a great example for us all to see, because in this kind of fast paced world and living in big cities and things, you kind of forget the tried and true and simple things in life that you know, sometimes you just have to lean on each other a little bit, and they showed it in spades.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the whole idea of a come from away. Explain to our audience that that line, because that's very meaningful there for the people in Newfoundland.
The thing is because they're an island, they live there, and you know, visitors that come from anywhere else, they call them come from aways, because they're coming from someplace else.
Right.
So come from aways, and so all the plane people that landed that day, and there was like almost 7,000 of them in a town of 9,000.
Yes.
Give you the kind.
Suddenly, the population doubles. You know.
That's right. You know, people think, you know, it doesn't seem that many, but think of a city like New York, 10 million people, and having 7 million people show up. I mean, that's the kind of size that happened, and how, and they don't have the infrastructure. And so basically what ended up happening, instead of people going into hotel rooms and things like that, is people opened their homes, got the stoves going, and just cooked up meals, like over, you know, 100,000 meals. And
amazing.
For free, for no cost, no remuneration. They did it out of the goodness of their heart. And it wasn't, you know, it just happened spontaneously.
Exactly.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, it definitely demonstrates the hearts of the people there in the community. We got a little bit ahead of ourselves, but let me give you a little bit of background as to what happened. The story starts with 9/11, and here it is. You've got the attack of both towers there, as everybody remembers, in New York on 9/11. And meanwhile, we had planes up in the air. And the call and the
I think sort of what somebody told me once, I'm not sure if it's true, but it kind of sounds true, that at any given time in the world there's like a million people in the air. And so what ended up happening was, when they shut down the airspace, they have planes, and if they've gone more than halfway past the Atlantic, you have to continue on your flight. So they had all these planes in the air, and they couldn't go into the U.S. airspace because it was closed, and so they had to find different airports where they could land all of these mainly jumbo jets.
Exactly.
And because of such a large runway in Newfoundland and Gander, they could land them there. And so what ended up happening, planes started coming, and they were on the tarmac for basically a day before they could
24 hours.
Organize. Yeah, they could organize where they were all going to go, and they didn't know how long the airspace was going to be closed, because no one knew, you know, it's 18 years ago, but we all remember the kind of fear and terror that day.
Exactly.
Nobody knew really what was going to happen next.
Well, in the documentary, ladies and gentlemen, you see 40 planes on the tarmac. I mean, tail to tail, they're parked. I mean, every space that they could possibly find to, you know, set these planes up. I mean, you know, how many airports? I mean, Gander, although a nice long runway, but even then, I mean, it was stretching its capacity and infrastructure to manage 40 planes parked all at the same time, right?
Absolutely. absolutely. Wow. And, you know, there was a bit of fear too, because, you know, the people on the plane didn't know what had happened. There was a bit of, right, you know, fear and suspicion. Who's on the planes? What happens with these planes? You know, but no one was sure of anything. The information, it's not like now where everyone has a, you know, cell phone or whatever and you can text information. I mean, there was only like a few people on the entire plane that had any type of cellular phones, those big brick phones way back when.
Exactly.
And so the information was sketchy, and most of them didn't know what happened until, you know, 15 to 24 hours when they were let off the planes, they were able to see on TV.
Right. Yeah, they got some anecdotal information because of some, you know, minimal cell phone contact, that there was something happening. And, of course, the airline wanted to be very careful about what kind of information they put out there so they didn't freak people out. And then, of course, you know, you've got the people there that, you know, they don't know who to trust suddenly. You know, even the airlines are thinking, hey, God only knows, we could have some terrorists, you know, on the plane itself here. And they just happened to get caught in the net. And, you know, so they had to be watchful. And even when they, you know, got off the plane, it was just, hey, you just take something light. You can't take any luggage. This is why the call went out for, you know, clothing even, because the people end up staying there in Gander, what, 2-3 days?
They were there for 5 days. They
left 5 days. Wow.
Tuesday, and they left on last plane left on Saturday, and actually Sunday, the last plane left. And you know, they didn't have clothes with them, and so, you know, Walmart helped out and gave them clothes, and Salvation Army helped out, and
right,
you know, people would just you know, people don't lock their doors there at that on that province in that town, and people would just give them the address. They go in, take a shower, stay, have dinner with families and things like that. It was an incredible, spontaneous show of human kindness at a time that the people desperately needed it. And I think that that's the kind of notion that, you know, you want to believe it's out there, and
right,
this proves that story.
Well, in the contrast of evil, I mean,
yes,
here evil had displayed itself in a dramatic way, killing 3,000 people on American soil, and now here we've got 40 planes, and this is just a part of it. I mean, you know, because as I'm hearing you talk and having seen the documentary, Peter, I'm thinking, how many other stories around the country, you know, around the world are like this?
Well, hopefully more and more of them come out. I think the thing is, you know, the timing of our story, because people are saying, you know, it's 18 years later, why now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like any time that a tragedy happens, if it's a death in the family or, you know, a divorce or bankruptcy, it takes a time to get through a tragic moment. And through stories and things like that, we can kind of redirect the narrative and understand it in a different kind of way and help in the process of healing people that went through, because we all have a story about that day. We all remember
exactly
vividly where we were.
Wow.
And no one asked to be there, but, you know, sometimes the call will come, and are you going to stand up and help when you're looked to? And these people did, and I think that that's a story that that needs to be told over and over again.
Well, and as you say, the stories abound for almost 7,000 people. There was even a couple that got together, right? I mean, there were two single people.
That's correct. One from England, another from Texas.
So how can people see the documentary?
Well, on the evening of September 11th at 7 p.m., wherever you might be in the U.S., it's in all 50 states. It'll be playing in theaters nearby through Fathom Events.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google it, You Are Here documentary, or You Are Here Doc, or go to Fathom Events and get tickets, because the thing is, it's an important story, it's a timely story, and I think the thing is, the story is a movement, and we watch it and be a little bit kinder to each other,
yes,
the world will be a better place.
Well, you've blessed us richly, Peter. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Peter Gentile, and he is a producer of the award-winning 9/11 documentary, You Are Here. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today.